Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, man. Till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side flag. Wish I could large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, no quibble. How could I quibble with a man today who's finally gotten all he's ever wanted on the Miami Heat? All this man has ever wanted for years.
Hey, you guys. Kind of got me interested in Topic. Is it Topic, right?
Topic, yeah.
But I wanted Zach Edey.
Yep.
You saw my messages. Soon as somebody else drafted him. But then we got Superman.
I know.
I'm good. And I would have never, and kudos to you guys, because I would have never even considered it. But yesterday when we were talking, for some reason you should pay attention to us every now and then. The name was brought up.
Yep. He was, of all the lists, I mean, the Herald had put out a list and Khalil Ware was on that list. And he looks really talented. Really, it's funny because the only knock that I have found against him are intangible knocks. Like, they've all been, we're not sure about his motor. We're not sure about his desire. All that stuff. And it was funny because, I listened to the interview he did with Biamonte and Uptown Dale. Mm-hmm. And I listened, and then he came on with me and Solana. I was like, this guy won the interview. People thought this kid wasn't the best. Like, he's the best. He's he says all the right things. He can't wait to play with Bam. And honestly, if the Heat had him in for a workout, and Adam Simon said this yesterday, he goes, we did all the work on him background wise. So I don't know, man. He looks like he's got the whole damn package.
Let me also let everybody know. That is the claim of a lot of bigs. Right?
True. Yep.
It's not just him. We say it about Joel Embiid. We said it about Shaq. Right? It's something about bigs.
Andrew Bynum was a famous one.
Huh?
Andrew Bynum.
This is something that follows bigs. Right now, because we have stretch fives and stretch fours, maybe that's kind of the, you know, no motor thing. But if they think he doesn't have a motor, Zach Edey doesn't have a motor. He just doesn't. Right?
Moose.
So he's going to be up and down the floor looking like the big. We waiting for our big, right?
Yeah.
And that is nothing new.
No, but like,
put that on him to say that he's a unique case of a guy, a big that don't have a motor. That's unfair.
Yeah, it's like literally the only knock that I saw on him in the draft. Because it was weird, because early on in the draft process, I had seen him like even in some top 10 mocks. Like,
right.
But
they wanted him instead of Edey because they do a lot of the same things, but he is more athletic.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because, I mean, you know, never know what a GM is telling the truth. And Adam Simon yesterday is like, yeah, we were even considering trading up to go get him. But it's exciting. I like it. I like the pick. Khalil Ware from Indiana did, I think it was like 16 points a game last year, nearly 60% shooting. Shot the three a little bit, a couple attempts a game. They think that he could be an even better shooter because he's got a great stroke. And I thought the big thing...
Sounds like when Bam came in.
And 2 blocks a game last year. So dude's a rim protector.
Oh, rim protector. Wait. Dude. A rim protector?
A rim protector, dude.
Now, did we watch these last playoffs and see how important a rim protector was?
I'm excited. I love the pick.
I am.
I love the pick.
Listen. Covered all the bases.
Yep. Now you go get some intangibles we've never heard of today in the second round. We're good.
Wait a minute. There's been a lot of good players going in the second round.
I know. I mean,
what, 3-time MVP went in the second round, didn't he?
That is true.
Yeah. So, like, and here's the thing. I trust whoever the Heat draft in the second round is going to be developed. A lot of these organizations can't promise you that. Right. If you come to the Heat organization, you will be developed and you will be the best version of yourself. Just look through look at the roster for the last 10 years. Look at how many guys got paid because they got lucky and ended up with the right organization that developed their skills to maximize what they could do on the basketball court. There's not a whole bunch of teams can say that.
Crazy. I'm watching right now.
You pray if you're a basketball player right now, and you didn't go in the first round like you wanted to, you are absolutely praying that you get picked up by a team like the Heat.
Dude, I'm watching right now these videos. These are crazy. Right now, Matthew Tkachuk has just started an appearance in Pompano at a Raising Cane's. And this line is bananas to go see the Panther star. Like cat fever. We talk about cat fever. Cat fever is taking over, dude. It is. It's crazy. This is from this video is from Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Look how many damn people are here to see Matthew Tkachuk. How far this line goes to see Matthew Tkachuk get some chicken tenders.
Where's the Raising Cane's?
I don't know.
Which way are they waiting?
I think they're waiting that way.
Man, they're all facing the other way. Holy smokes.
That is a lot of people trying to get some tendies in Tkachuk.
All in red.
Yep.
That's awesome. That right there.
I bet Hugh Magoos is like, what the hell? What are we doing?
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Tell you what, the Raising Cane's
going this way.
The line there's the sign right there.
That's the sign. That's what I'm saying. I thought they were facing the other way.
That's crazy, dude. Wow.
Dude.
That's wild.
First of all, I'd like to say this. Kudos to him for doing the appearance. He probably handsomely rewarded.
With some tendies.
How sober do you think he is?
Well, the cup was at 11 last night, which is, you know, isn't close to Pompano, although I imagine it was travel via party bus.
Yeah, but the crazy thing about all of this is you made a very interesting point there, Marcos.
Yep.
Huey Magoos.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's an in-season thing. Like he's not bound by
tender. Here's the deal. I'm gonna tell you how this works. Raising Cane's went and got Matthew Kachuk.
Yeah.
Right? Human Goose is a Panther sponsor.
Right.
Right? Now, what will happen, what usually happens here, right, is usually you will go to the team and mention you have something with them, and they'll give the okay or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's communication there. Because it like, yeah, come on, man. That right there.
GIP says that US 1 in Copens, I think, is the location of that Raising Cane's. Yeah. Well, listen, dude. They're gonna run out of tenders.
Hey, you know what they're gonna call this? This is what they're gonna call this next week. Panthers on the beach. They should just make a movie out of it. The Stanley Cup has been on the beach. The Panthers have been on the beach all week.
Yep. It's been crazy. Wallaby Wallace says Barky was so liquored up that he just stared at his own Barky chant. Like he started his own Barky chant like 10 times.
Wait, really? He didn't even talk.
That's great.
He started his own Barky chant. Good for them, man. Like, you know what? And I can't say this enough. It's something to be said about how calm they were through the chaos, right? They never lost it. They remained calm. They had like, yeah. So even if Barky wants to start his own chant.
Barky can do what he wants.
Yes. Barky, Kachuk, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe. By the way, I hope you apologize.
To?
Formally.
To who? Carter Verhaeghe? My guy?
Oh, Swaggy? Oh, my goodness. Marcos? Yeah. Minus one.
No, that's just fair.
Why?
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Minus one.
I'm being a fraud.
Hope stuff
you okay? Wait a minute.
For lying. You can...
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you about the two people that you hosed in the last week.
Okay.
One, because you had the bubble guts over the Panthers. I get the Carter Verhaeghe thing. Some streets needed a body. You wanted to yell at somebody, but they came through, right? You still shouldn't have went off on them like that, but that's okay. I give you, you know, you were nervous. What about the Heat?
What about them?
What else needs to be done?
We'll get into it. It was okay. A busy day, news day. First, I want to watch this video of Barky starting his own chant. Wow.
As ridiculous as that is, it's hilarious, right? Because the guy is quiet, by the way. He's not a talker.
Nope.
He is really quiet. The fact that he's in the middle of a club starting his own chant with his name might be one of those. Wait, why'd you go dance it up? That's just like good for them, man.
Wow.
I couldn't be happier. And right. It's not even embarrassing, right?
This is amazing. Yeah, they had
it is.
You guys saw Luongo,
Markov, spaghetti. Bennett, Lomberg.
Wait, somebody said go back to the last one, J Fig. You hose the pick, hose the draft pick, called him a reach a minute before the Heat draft.
That's not true. No.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wow.
He's a rat bastard. That's not what happened.
Okay.
Wait.
That's not what happened.
Wait. Do we need more time?
Not really. It's out of context. I was asked by Solana. They got to the 10th pick, and he said, give me a prediction. And I said, my first name that came out is Khalil Ware. I said it might be a reach just based on the best available boards. But that was my initial pick. I praised him, if anything. I was the one who had all the stuff on Khalil Ware. You're a bastard. You're a bastard, son, Steve.
Got to review the tape now.
Oh, wait. Now we got to
That's ridiculous.
Oh, you know you are radio. So the tape is there.
That's
so anything you want to alter?
I'll get to the clip because he made me give a prediction.
Right.
And the first name that came out of my mouth was Khalil Ware.
Right.
They were at 10 at the time. and I was looking at the best available board, and he was down. Like,
Edie was already gone.
He was already down. So the best available, I think, was Jared McCain, Tristan Da Silva, and then like six spots down was Khalil Ware. So I was looking at it, and I was like, the first name that intrigued me, honestly, more than anybody was Khalil Ware. And I said, it's probably a reach. So it's not like I was like, Khalil Ware, that's a reach.
Can I just say this, though? The reason why it's so weird in basketball is because you do kind of draft positions, right? Like they go wings, bigs, guards, right? So if there were four wings or five wings ahead of him, that's not what the Heat really – it's not going to move the needle for the Heat. So I can see it. But if your first words were, I like Khalil Ware, then – all is forgiven.
It's ridiculous.
And we're going to call Stunt Steve. You bring us here. You got us all fired up on the false pretense.
But it's not an insulting. It's a reach. It's like, it's not a reach. I just said that because I'm the best available. I'm looking at the list because he's making me make a prediction. I'm like, Khalil Ware was a name I knew coming into it because they had worked him out. I said it might be a reach because he was like down on the best available. It's the only reason I said the words reach. But he was originally
you probably could have worded it differently. You probably could have said he's down on the list, but he'll fit with the Heat better than the rest of the guys.
It wasn't an insult. Like, I don't feel a need to defend it. It wasn't insulting. Okay. I'm riffing on the air. He's being a bastard. Minus one to Stunt Steve.
I don't know. We got to review the evidence first.
I asked for this case to be thrown out.
Of course.
this is malarkey.
Your Honor, can we just throw this thing out?
Let me just tell you something. You want to know how much of a fan of Khalil Ware? I followed him on Instagram before the draft. Ooh. I was following Khalil Ware.
Hey, all I'm going to say is this. The tape don't lie.
You're a bastard, Stunt Steve.
All right.
Tape don't lie.
And listen. I am lenient when it comes to stuff like that.
I will tell you exactly what happened. I'll give you the video, but I'll tell you exactly what happened. Is what I said. Stellana's making me go prediction. And the top guy available at the time, I think, was Jared McCain. And I was like, I looked at the list. I'm like, I think Khalil Ware, maybe a little bit of a reach. And then I ended up waffling and I picked Jared McCain as my pick. I did this at pick 10.
Whoa!
Khalil Ware was the first name out of my mouth.
Mm. Wait. Mm. So,
but I didn't hate the pick. I knew I had all the goods on Khalil Ware.
Waffling.
But here's the deal.
What does waffling even mean?
You knew what the Heat. You know what would be the best fit with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Getting another wing player does nothing for Bam.
I understand.
So why? And you know this.
Still the first name that came out of my mouth.
Why didn't you stick to your guns?
I mean, it was 30 seconds. It was within 10 seconds.
But you picked somebody else.
But the first name that came out of my mouth was Khalil Ware.
No, that don't count.
It's ridiculous.
That's like telling you.
If at 15, the first name that comes out of my mouth is a guy who was available, they thought was going to be available at 25, and I said the first guy, all of a sudden, now I get no credit?
But as an analyst, you say something like this. I feel Khalil Mack would be not Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack would be a weird pick.
Yeah.
I'll take it though.
He'll be a better fit for the Heat, but there's three or four players ranked higher, so I don't know how they go about that.
All right, we'll review the footage.
Oh yeah, you're already in defense mode, so I already know what it's going to sound
because
like.
It's because you guys are bastards. You're going to pile on.
Already, I'm not your boy. Nah. I'm your boy. I have been defending you. I text you. I was like, yeah.
You're a coyote. You're looking to pounce.
No, I'm not looking to pounce. But you were telling me how great the pick was and how happy you were with the pick.
I was happy with the pick.
That wasn't even your first name out of your mouth.
It was a prediction. Five picks beforehand. Ridiculous.
You know what? That damn Solana. He put you on the spot. What did he say?
That damn Solana.
Did he have to make a pick too?
I don't know. That's not what I have in the clip. I think he said Jared McCain. And I was like, I don't want to match you. You know, so I ended up on Jared McCain. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't know. But the point is, I like the pick. I had all the goods on Khalil Ware. We're friends. I told him that I was never a bandwagon.
Steve called you a waffler.
No, he's a waffler and he's a bastard.
Waffle House.
Take a break. Back after this.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 here on the program. You guys want to go see T-Pain?
Yes, I do.
He is going to be at the Fillmore in Miami Beach on July 3rd. We got your chance to win tickets. Easy to enter. Just go to WQM.com/contests and register. You could be going to see T-Pain. It's a Live Nation show.
Do they have openings anymore? They don't have groups open for them, do they?
Yeah, they do. They do. They do have opening acts. I believe, I'm not sure if he's going to be joining this tour or this specific show, but viral sensation La Russell is someone who joined T-Pain's tour recently. He is an upcoming hip-hop artist who was famous for doing shows in his backyard.
All right. Pretty That's
good.
Nice.
Yeah, authentic. So they do All indeed right. have opening acts.
This is an unfair.
I remember when I went to see MC Hammer.
Yep.
In Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Guess who opened it for him? TLC.
Oh, that's a good show.
Mm-hmm. You could cool. always tell the opening acts because they just have like cardboard cutouts for the scenery. And
I saw TLC open up for New Kids.
Oh, damn. TLC opening up everywhere, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they only had one album.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Well, at the time, there was, you know, obviously, was it Left Eye passed away?
Yes.
Left Eye passed away, yeah. She. Yep. So it was only two members, but they had opened up for, because Danny Wood was listening to the morning show back in the day. So he invited us out.
We used to hang out with them, because Andre Rison was dating her, and so they would always be.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I just want to say, hold on.
Here's where you're going to get yourself in trouble in the court. You can't give an explanation before.
Fine.
The is played because now you're trying to get people thinking. Just play it.
All right. Here was the clip last night. Stunt Steve's a bastard. He's saying that I hosed down the Heath pick of Khalil Ware, which I did not. I brought him up.
See, you
my initial.
You couldn't help thought. Yourself. You couldn't help yourself. Listen.
Here's the clip.
Early predictions here of who it's going to be.
I'll tell you, like basically a lot of the names that I was kicking around are gone. Khalil Ware seems like too big of a reach, but you know, you talk about the size.
That's who Kevin O'Connor had his, like, the last mock draft. This guy was changing his mock drafts from the Ringer every hour. He had a new mock draft, but his last mock draft right before the draft started, he had Ware out of Indiana falling to the Miami Heat.
I'm gonna go with Jared McCain.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sticking with.
I did not hose him down, Your Honor.
You didn't, but I'm disappointed.
I should have stuck to my guns.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because I've been trying to change your mind about things for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And in 5 seconds,
it's like, wow.
Solana had you change your mind.
He didn't have a change of mind. It had nothing to do with Solana.
Then why didn't you stick with your guns?
It was just like, I'm telling you, I was looking at the big board and he was way down. And by the way, McCain did go the next pick to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But like I said, I kind of was hearing you in my voice. I was like, I'm going to be original here and go where. But I just didn't. I just saw him on all the board. They were wrong. Idiots. They should listen. Adam Simon said they would have traded up for him.
From the beginning of time.
From the beginning of
time. We have been talking about three players. Right?
Devin Carter.
Oh.
No, we were talking about Edie.
Oh, well, the three guys you talked. We talked Precious. Edie? I mean, not sorry. Looking Edie, at Schmiedin. Edie, Topich.
And Khalil.
And I mentioned Khalil Ware. Yes.
Right. We've been talking about that for the last week. And then we get to 10 minutes to 15 minutes before the pick.
Mm-hmm.
And you go somewhere else?
Well, that's only the three guys you knew. I knew a bunch of guys. But the guy
I knew a bunch of guys too, but I didn't know a bunch of bigs.
Well, there weren't. I mean, it wasn't a big loaded draft.
Exactly. Sometimes the ranking of the players don't matter if you need a specific type of player.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
I don't understand. I'm not going to, like, sit here. Like, I had to pick out of all these players, and I did mention him. I'm not apologizing for it. And the guy that I ended up, you know, selling with the next pick. So if anything, I'm a draft guru.
Oh,
I'm more of a guru than I am a dummy.
It sounds like.
You didn't say too big of a reach.
You're wishy-washy and flip-floppery.
Flip-flop. Ridiculous.
It is.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I tell you,
I got this. You know what? I got this. I'm sitting here. I'm entertaining the people down in Dolphin Mall. I got people bringing me drinks. Oh. I got people bringing me their business cards. I'm here on the fly. Uptown Dale and Mike B are there. There's a dog wearing a Jaime Jaquez jersey. I have a lot going on. That's
good. Did that dog?
Solana's sitting here repeating me.
He's what?
Oh, dude. This was the moment yesterday. Yesterday, we're talking about this Jimmy Butler news, and I was looking at Twitter, and they had put out a blurb on Real GM, Jimmy Butler going to play out his contract, no extension talks. And I was telling Solana, I was like, hey, Shams is saying that Jimmy Butler's going to play out his contract. He's not going to go for extension talks anymore. He's going into a contract year. And then literally as I got done talking, and he goes, yeah, I'm reading here from Shams that Jimmy Butler is going into a contract. Yeah, I'm like,
what are we doing here?
I'm like, dude, I just said that. What are you doing?
Great, 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 great. Good job. I like your Vice shirt, by the way. You look very festive.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looked good. Solana with his Heat Culture shirt. Come on, man. Got to party it up, dude. Got to look good.
It was a fun. It was a fun look last night. They had the trophies out there last night.
Ooh.
I've never been there before. I haven't been to the Dolphin Mall in a hot minute.
Been to the Dolphin Mall?
Oh, wow.
No, but this
outside,
place is.
Isn't that the one that has the outside part?
Yeah,
in the front.
Yeah.
But this is a new, I think, wing of it. Like, they have three new places there. And this is like typically a soccer bar, but they had the draft party. And it was cool because after the pick, he comes up on the big screen and he gets to do an interview for the fans, which was cool. And then he hopped on the phone with us, which was nice.
Cool.
He was a nice guy. JFig says, did I like PBR? You didn't really see it, JFig. It was kind of empty.
Bah.
Nobody was really there. Schmiedin says that Solana dresses like a car insurance salesman. Yeah, that was another thing. We had a big discussion about his pants.
Oh, were they too tight?
just I don't get the show on the ankles thing.
Our guy
Wes Goldberg was there too. I was like, hey, what do you think of these pants that he's wearing? He goes, I don't get it.
That's a
European thing.
Right. And he's not Goran Dragic.
Yeah. He's from Kendall.
No, but you know where I see a lot of it? Golf. They wear the pants like that.
Do they?
He's not a golfer though. He's not European, no. He's not a golfer.
But it
fashionable though.
TTH. Try too hard.
Fueled by Deuce says plus one to Toan for holding a pen for 30 minutes. Yep, haven't written a thing. Let's hear that.
Perfect.
Did you write anything down that night? Yes, you had the pen just in case you had to write something?
Nothing. Didn't write anything.
Great.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more for this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. The Miami Heat yesterday selecting Khalil Ware with their 15th overall pick. And if you guys missed it, we'll bring you that interview here in just a sec from last night. Got 5 minutes with them on the draft show last night. So figure we bring that to you to close out the hour for those who missed it last night. This is interesting from ESPN's Jonathan Givony. Talking about the biggest surprises of the draft, Marcos. He is listed as one of his big three surprises because a lot of people thought that the Heat, or apparently his intel said people thought the Heat were going to take Dalton Knecht, who ended up going to the Lakers, and he slipped. So he says, after Miami struck gold with UCLA senior Jaime Jaquez Jr., it was surprising to see the Heat pass on Dalton Knecht after he fell right into their last of the 15th pick, allowing him eventually to get picked by the Lakers at number 17. The intel around Khalil Ware's lack of intensity from his recent pre-draft workouts caused several teams to speculate that he might fall all the way at the end of the first round, possibly at the end of the second round. In the end, the Heat, known for an emphasis on toughness, consistent energy, and conditioning, drafted him. It's possible that he thought Dalton Knecht's defense wasn't a fit with Tyler Hero's similar limitations on the perimeter, and that upgrading the front court with a young rim protector such as Ware was more important. It will be interesting to see how the careers of Knecht and Ware unfold from here. As many around the NBA was certainly surprised to see the shift in strategy, possibly signals that more changes are underway. So there's that. If you guys missed Khalil Ware yesterday, he joined myself and Solana on the draft show last night. Here is that interview with the new Heat big man.
The Miami Heat, your 2024 draft pick with the 15th overall selection. Khalil Ware is joining us now. Khalil, welcome to WQAM, the flagship of the Miami Heat. How does that sound, the newest member of the Miami Heat organization?
Man, it feels great. It's an honor, actually, you know, just being a part of knowing that I'm going to be a part of their program and the history that the program has had. I just can't wait to join them.
Man, we can't wait to see you on the floor. Can you tell us a little bit, Khalil? Because they had said that in the lead-up that there were some reports you did a workout with the Miami Heat. Was that the case? Did you get a chance? Did you know that they were interested in you? Like, what was that lead-up process like in the connection to Miami?
No, I knew they were interested in me because, I mean, I worked out with them. So I guess that should answer your question. So, and the workout went great, honestly. So, you know, like I've been saying, I got the hat on now, so.
Was there like anything that stood out from that workout, like as far as just the vibes of the organization or getting to meet some of the parties there?
I would say, you know, just talking to the staff, you know, just, you know, learning like you said, their vibe, learning, you know, everything about them. I know everybody on the staff is and players wise, is just going to want me to work hard and, you know, push past, you know, every limit that's there. So like I said earlier, I can't wait to get there and can't wait to, you know, push past the limit because I want to see what type of player I can become as well, too.
And what's that perception you have? You know, I'm sure you followed basketball quite a bit, Khalil, growing up playing the game. What's that perception you have of the Miami Heat? Because I don't know if you've heard of Heat culture and how much this organization prides themselves on that mantra. What is it that you know about this organization from Pat Riley to Coach Spo down to the guys playing on the team right now?
I mean, that they all hard workers. They all going to go out there and compete every game, put their best, you know, effort forward, put their best foot forward and compete to try to win games. So try to get some more rings over there.
We heard you talking to the crowd here, and you mentioned the duo, you and Bam. I mean, that you said your words were that can be scary. What do you like about Bam's game, and what do you think that the two of you playing off each other, what about that do you think could be scary in this league?
I mean, because if you think about it, me and Bam's able to do, you know, really everything. You know, he's able to play on the perimeter. He's able to put the ball on the floor. He can shoot the ball, you know, get into his move, especially with him, you know, being strong down there. You know, if they do try to go, you know, double on him, I'm wide open for the lob. All you got to do is just throw it up in the air. So I feel like once we do get that chemistry down, it's going to be, like I said earlier, it's going to be scary.
Just so you know, I was already on the draft. I had you followed on Instagram already. I had a feeling. I'm like, this guy working out the Heat, this feels like a perfect fit, man. So it was not bandwagon after the pick. I was already there. But I noticed
you was right there.
I was right, man. And I noticed on the bio, Kryptonian. As a Kryptonian, mm-hmm. What is your number one superpower? What are we bringing to the table?
I mean, if I did have to pick a superpower, I would say I would like to fly. But being a Kryptonian, you know, it just means I sometimes take it as, you know, just being like invincible, kind of, you know, not letting anything like, you know, phase you, not letting anything, you know, like, how can I say, like, hurt you, if that makes sense. So, you know, always just let everything just bounce off of you. So
again, we're joined by Khalil Ware, newest member of the Miami Heat organization. You want those lobs, Khalil? Maybe you are going to end up flying here in Miami. I got to ask you, too, because I wasn't an OG Instagram follower, but the second I saw that he picked you, I jumped on the bandwagon.
I allowed him on the bandwagon.
I'm just being honest, Khalil. All right, I'm just being honest here. I saw that you love Chipotle, and Tobin and I were big Chipotle guys. That's your go-to meal every single time. I got to know what's the order when you're at Chipotle.
So you know, I get the chicken al pesto. I get steak. I get it on a burrito as well. I mean, sometimes I switch up either a bowl or a burrito, but okay. Then I do a lettuce, cheese, a little sour cream, and then I'll do I think that's it. Yeah.
That's it? Yeah. All right.
No, I don't get right. No, everybody says something about like salsa, but I don't get no salsa. No.
I'm totally with him there. The sour cream takes care of that enough.
The sour cream technically is the salsa.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
It brings it all together.
This guy gets it.
He gets it. And he's going to bring it all together just like it is on the Miami Heat. Was there, I don't know how much time you got to talk to the organization, but was there something that stuck with you when you got picked and you see, like, did you see it's Miami? Do you hear from Pat Riley? Like, what was that moment like? Can you take us there?
I mean, you know, yeah, they was all there, you know, doing the workout. And, you know, after workout, I went to go shake all of their hands. And I could just tell even just, you know, from the short time that I had speaking to them that it was all great vibes over there. You know, I can't wait to, you know, get to know them more and build that relationship.
All right, Khalil Ware, we got to let you run, but I'm going to give you one last chance here. Just a quick message to Heat Nation. We're here at their official draft watch party. Everybody was hyped up to see you take that podium, put on the Heat hat. One final message to Heat Nation, what they can expect from their newest member.
Y'all can expect some wins, some more wins than what y'all already been getting.
There we go.
That's Goosey's right
there.
That's what we want to hear, Khalil. That's Goosey's right there. That's why he's a Kryptonian.
Yes, sir. Khalil, we really appreciate it, man. Welcome to Miami. Excited to get to know you a bit, and we'll see you soon, all right? Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right. Hey.
I like him.
Wins.
I like him.
Wins, Tobin.
Hey. Whew. Slam dunk pick.
Can I have the honor? Goosey's galore.
That's Goosey's galore. Wait, what an answer.
Goosey's galore.
What an answer.
Dude.
What
Goosey's
an answer.
Galore.
He just won the interview. I don't know what happened at the organization, but he just won the interview. Loves Chipotle, hates salsa, Kryptonian.
Oh, man.
Knows him and Bam are the perfect pair. Goosey's galore, dude.
Yes.
Adam Simon, you did it again, dude.
Way to
you
go.
You did it again. This was fun, man. I had a fun night tonight.
It was.
Jones. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. The Miami Heat yesterday selecting Khalil Ware with their 15th overall pick. And if you guys missed it, we'll bring you that interview here in just a sec from last night. Got 5 minutes with them on the draft show last night. So figure we bring that to you to close out the hour for those who missed it last night. This is interesting from ESPN's Jonathan Givony. Talking about the biggest surprises of the draft, Marcos. He is listed as one of his big three surprises because a lot of people thought that the Heat, or apparently his intel said people thought that he were going to take Dalton Connect, who ended up going to the Lakers, and he slipped. So he says, after Miami struck gold with UCLA senior Jaime Jaquez Jr., it was surprising to see the Heat pass on Dalton Connect after he fell right into their last of the 15th pick, allowing him eventually to get picked by the Lakers at number 17. The intel around Khalil Ware's lack of intensity from his recent pre-draft workouts caused several teams to speculate that he might fall all the way at the end of the first round, possibly at the end of the second round. In the end, the Heat, known for an emphasis on toughness, consistent energy, and conditioning, drafted him. It's possible that he thought Dalton Connect's defense wasn't a fit with Tyler Hero's similar limitations on the perimeter, and that upgrade in the front court with a young rim protector such as Ware was more important. It will be interesting to see how the careers of Connect and Ware unfold from here, as many around the NBA were certainly surprised to see the shift in strategy, possibly signals that more changes are underway. So there's that. If you guys missed Khalil Ware yesterday, he joined myself and Solana on the draft show last night. Here is that interview with the new Heat big man.
The Miami Heat, your 2024 draft pick with the 15th overall selection. Khalil Ware is joining us now. Khalil, welcome to WQAM, the flagship of the Miami Heat. How does that sound, the newest member of the Miami Heat organization?
Man, it feels great. It's an honor, actually, you know, just being a part of knowing that I'm going to be a part of their program and the history that the program has had. It's all right. I just can't wait to join them.
Man, we can't wait to see you on the floor. Can you tell us a little bit, Khalil? Because they had said that in the lead-up that there were some reports you did a workout with the Miami Heat. Was that the case? Did you get a chance? Did you know that they were interested in you? Like, what was that lead-up process like in the connection to Miami?
No, I knew they were interested in me because, I mean, I worked out with them. So I guess that should answer your question. So, yeah, and the workout went great, honestly. So, you know, like I've been saying, I got the hat on now, so.
Was there like anything that stood out from that workout, like as far as just the vibes of the organization or getting to meet some of the parties there?
I would say, you know, just talking to the staff, you know, just, you know, learning like you said, their vibe, learning, you know, everything about them. I know everybody on the staff is and players wise, is just going to want me to work hard and, you know, push past, you know, every limit that's there. So like I said earlier, I can't wait to get there and can't wait to, you know, push past the limit because I want to see what type of player I can become as well, too.
And what's that perception you have? You know, I'm sure you followed basketball quite a bit, Khalil, growing up playing the game. What's that perception you have of the Miami Heat? Because I don't know if you've heard of Heat culture and how much this organization prides themselves on that mantra. What is it that you know about this organization from Pat Riley to Coach Spo down to the guys playing on the team right now?
I mean, that they all hard workers. They all gonna go out there and compete every game, put their best, you know, effort forward, put their best foot forward and compete to try to win games. So try to get some more rings over there.
we heard you talking to the crowd here and you mentioned the duo, you and Bam. I mean that you said your words were that can be scary. What do you like about Bam's game and what do you think that the two of you playing off each other, what about that do you think could be scary in this league?
I mean, because if you think about it, me and Bam's able to do, you know, really everything. You know, he's able to play on the perimeter. He's able to put the ball on the floor. He can shoot the ball, you know, get into his move, especially with him, you know, being strong down there. You know, if they do try to go, you know, double on him, I'm wide open for the lob. All you got to do is just throw it up in the air. So, I feel like once we, you know, once we do get that chemistry down, it's going to be, like I said earlier, it's going to be scary.
Just so you know, I was already on the draft. I had you followed on Instagram already. I had a feeling. I'm like, this guy working out the Heat, this feels like a perfect fit, man. So it was not bandwagon after the pick. I was already there. But I noticed
you was right there.
I was right, man. And I noticed on the bio, Kryptonian. As a Kryptonian, mm-hmm. what is your number one superpower? What are we bringing to the table?
I mean, if I did have to pick a superpower, I would say I would like to fly. But being a Kryptonian, you know, it just means I sometimes take it as, you know, just being like invincible, kind of, you know, not letting anything like, you know, phase you, not letting anything, you know, like, how can I say, like, hurt you, if that makes sense. So, you know, always just let everything just bounce off of you. So
again, we're joined by Khalil Ware, newest member of the Miami Heat organization. You want those lobs, Khalil? Maybe you are going to end up flying here in Miami. I got to ask you, too, because I wasn't an OG Instagram follower, but the second I saw that he picked you, I jumped on the bandwagon.
I allowed him on the bandwagon.
I'm just being honest, Khalil. All right, I'm just being honest here. I saw that you love Chipotle, and Tobin and I were big Chipotle guys. That's your go-to meal every single time. I got to know what's the order when you're at Chipotle.
So you know, I get the chicken al pesto. I get steak. I get it on a burrito as well. I mean, sometimes I switch up either a bowl or a burrito. But okay. Then I do a lettuce, cheese, a little sour cream, and then I'll do I think that's it. Yeah.
That's it? Yeah. All right.
No, I don't get right. Everybody say something about like salsa, but I don't get no salsa, no.
I'm totally with him there. The sour cream takes care of that enough.
The sour cream technically is the salsa.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
It brings it all together. This guy gets it. He gets it. He's going to bring it all together just like it is on the Miami Heat. Was there I don't know how much time you got to talk to the organization, but was there something that stuck with you when you got picked and you see, like, do you see it's Miami? Do you hear from Pat Riley? Like, what was that moment like? Can you take us there?
I mean, you know, yeah, they was all there, you know, during the workout. And, you know, after the workout, I went to go shake all of their hands. And I could just tell, even just, you know, from the short time that I had speaking to them, that it was all great vibes over there. You know, I can't wait to, you know, get to know them more and build that relationship.
All right, Khalil Ware, we got to let you run, but I'm going to give you one last chance here. Just a quick message to Heat Nation. We're here at their official draft watch party. Everybody was hyped up to see you take that podium, put on the Heat hat. One final message to Heat Nation, what they can expect from their newest member.
Y'all can expect some wins. Some more wins than what y'all already been getting.
That's Goosey's right there.
That's why he's a Kryptonian.
Yes, sir. Khalil, we really appreciate it, man. Welcome to Miami. Excited to get to know you a bit, and we'll see you soon, all right? Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right. Hey.
I like him.
Wins.
I like him.
Wins, Tobin.
Hey. Whew. Slam dunk pick.
Can I have the honor?
Huh?
Goosey's galore.
That's Goosey's galore. What an answer.
Goosey's galore.
What an answer.
Dude.
What an answer.
Goosey's galore.
He just won the interview. I don't know what happened to the organization, but he just won the interview. Loves Chipotle. Hates salsa. Kryptonian.
Oh, man.
Knows him and Bam are the perfect pair. Goosey's galore, dude.
Yes.
Adam Simon, you did it again, dude.
Way to go.
You did it again. This was fun, man. I had a fun night tonight.
It was.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.